Evening, audio booth. I'm standing on the south bank of the Thames in the middle of London, and why am I here? I'm here because I'm walking to the railway station, walking to Waterloo, so that Vance and I can have a leg stretch. Well, Vance, are you going to find the way then? Get a bit of fresh air. And I'm also... Again, right? Okay, that's what I'll do for you. Sound like Vance. Come on then, Vance. Interesting argument going on there. Yes, I thought I'd take a few photographs on the iPhone as well. I started a Flickr account. I've come a bit late to Flickr. Some listening to this may go, why on earth is he opened a photograph sharing site account when he can't see very well? Well, I took a lot of photographs in the past. Find the way, Vance. And... but never really done much with them. And it's getting to the point where I can't really see my own photographs. When I take them on the iPhone, I'm having to use the date and time as much as anything else to work out what they are. You know, sometimes if it's really obvious, if it's a really dark thing set against a white sky or something like that, then I might be able to work it out. But I can't recognise people or work out what things are really pictures anymore, so it seems to me that if I can't enjoy them, then I ought to find a way for other people to, and so using Flickr seems like a fairly good bet. I'm going to just put over to the side if I can find left hand, and left hand the wall, because I think I'll get a picture. What I can tell here is dark, but there was a orangey glow from the other side of the river, which I'm pretty sure, well, it has to be the House of Parliament, so I'm going to try and get a picture or two of that. I'll be back in a second. Come on then, Handy. Well, the original soundscape has now been augmented with the sound of a helicopter overhead. And lots and lots of people jogging along the Thameside path here. Whether they're jogging just to keep warm on their way back to the station, or whether they have another reason for doing it, I have no idea. I'll say, the idea of jogging out in the cold here doesn't really fill me with excitement. But okay. Anyway, I've taken a few photographs of the Palace of Westminster, and which I hope that they are okay. One of the problems I find these days is that all my photographs seem to come out at some horrendous slant. Good boy, Vance. What is, we'll pause when we're a little bit more down to Westminster, towards Westminster Bridge, so that I can maybe get a shot across towards Big Ben. I say Big Ben, I mean, of course, the tower incorrectly known as Big Ben, which is actually the Queen Elizabeth Tower. On you go, Vance. Creating quite nice symmetry with the Victoria Tower at the other end of the palace. At one stage, the highest building in the world. Highest tower in the world. On you go, Vance. Vance, I fear, is going to go to the toilet at some point fairly imminently. He refused to go when I gave him an opportunity earlier on, but he is now skipping along the pavement in a way that only Vances do. They only do when they need the toilet anyway. Find left, Vance. He's on the wall. And left. As we always collide, I think, with a... Well, I'll pause there, Vance. And I shall leave you for a few more moments and do a few more photographs, and I'll be back. Continue. Just let these people go past, and then we shall set off. Let's go, Handy. It's like timing your entry onto a motorway, this. When you go, Vance? I presume, as a non-driver. Obviously. By the way, Vance. Straight on. So the sounds that you can hear, this sort of industrial sounds, are actually coming from St. Thomas's Hospital, which is just to my right here, overlooking the river, overlooking the Palace of Westminster. Must have one of the best views of any hospital in the world, I should have thought. Of course, there's Big Ben striking 4:15. Come on, Handy. On you go. Steady. Bicycle going past. Find the way, Vance. So we're about to go through the subway underneath Westminster Bridge. Vance is still charging headlong. He is going to pause very abruptly at some point in order to get to the loo. Come on then, let's go. It's quite a well-lit tunnel, this. I won't be pausing to take photographs, though. Not only would people think me totally crazy, if they don't already, but it would seem like a good place to get mugged. On you go, Vance. On you go, Handy. And here we are on South Bank proper. On you go, Vance, straight on. Straight on, Vance. Okay, will you stand a moment, Vance? Just stand there. Photograph. That one away again. So along here we have really quite bright lights strung between lampposts. So I've taken a photograph looking along those. And another one looking along the building line of what would be, what is County Hall. What used to be County Hall, which was also partly lit up. And the way, Vance, and then up here, and we'll have the London Eye, and I can see no sign of it whatsoever. I don't know if it's even running at the moment. They normally close it down in the January, February time to do refurbishment works and keep it spinning. To think the London Eye was only meant to be open for 3 years originally. It's now been going for 13. Quite impressive. There's some music up here. This could be interesting. Yeah, it's recorded by all accounts. On you go, Vance. Or by my account, anyway. And away, big dog. have to say, it's quite refreshing to walk along here without too many people. From about March onwards, this place will be absolutely rammed. Steady, Handy. Where are you going? I don't think so. No, not today, Vance. I think he was going for the pier. Interesting idea. Come on, Vance, on we go. No, Vance, no. Come on. Find the way. You're going straight on. So he's trying to go on the pier, he's trying to go on the London Eye. Hear it creaking away there. You stand there, Vance? Just pause a second. I think maybe we'll get a picture going back the other way of the very quiet landing stage for the, if landing stage is the right word, for London Eye. I think if you came along this evening to go on London Eye, you'd be unlucky to end up in a port with anybody else. It's very, very quiet there. On you go, Vance. Straight on. On you go. Come on, Handy. Good boy. Straight on, big dog. Actually, I am going to pause once more because there's something lit up on the other side. I don't know if it's... could be Charing Cross Station, possibly. Not quite sure, but we will... of that too. You can hear people skateboarding past. Right. Not sure if that will be the end for the picture taking. It's probably the end for South Bank picture taking. We'll see if there's cause to do any more on the final leg to Waterloo. Come on, Handy. I have to say, it's been really lovely being out for the walk. That also sounds high. Just pause here a second. So it runs just in there. You can hear the Thames lapping. What sounds like not very far away at all. Find the way, Vance. Well, yeah, then, Handy. You're doing really well, Vance. If you do need the toilet, this is amazing. Still don't think you're quite going to make it, though. Ever the optimist, Robert. Vance, we need to find the ramp. Can you find the ramp for me? Good boy. That's very good, Vance. It's now cutting across the pavement. Hopefully you're going to find it. He's now taking a slight turn to the left. Let's see how he does now. Good boy, find the way. Is he going to do it? Handy, well done. Good boy. Good boy. That's excellent. You found the ramp. Well done. Good boy. Come on then. Shakes himself enough to say, well, of course. What do you expect? So this brings us up towards the Festival Hall. Find the way. Good lad. Good boy, Vance. Very nice work. All right, Vance, nearly there. You know you'll be able to spend up here. Not far now. You can do it. I suppose I'll start thinking about trains. I think I'll be on the 10 to 8. Good boy, Vance. Where's that curb? Step even. Forward, Vance, good boy. Glad you know what we're doing, Vance. Steady, steady, Vance. Steady. Good boy. Forward. Steady. Vance, steady. Good boy. Slipping heck, Vance. You just stand there, Pandy. Just wait for me. They really, incredibly well lit bits at the back of the festival hall, or maybe at the front. It's a bit that's on the opposite side of the river. Wait, Vance, there's a curb. Across this road without being run over. Forward, let's go. Yeah, that's it, Vance. Good boy. Find the way then. Good lad, Handy. Find the way. Good boy. It's almost as if he's had this place in mind for the whole walk. Poor doggy. He's done a good job though. Let's just see where he goes. Is that it, fans? Oh, there we go, Handy. Yeah, good boy, Vance. You star, Vance. Well done. You're a very good boy. Good boy. Good boy, Vance. Oh, a big wee it is too. Well, I'm very impressed with him. He clearly knew where he was going, knew that he'd be able to go to the toilet once he got here. So sure was he, took me straight to the right to the point. All right, Handy, he shoots off. He always does that after having his wee. So it's a gallop out the way of it. Right, we need to cross this road without being run over now. Yeah, I think back on the curb is a very good idea. Well done, Vance. All right, hang on. What's going on here? There's some vehicle. Okay, yeah. Go on then, forward then. You can do this without... All right, go on then. Let's go straight ahead then. Good lad. Good boy. And away. That's it. Good boy. Let's go then. I think he still needs a big jump, mind. So we'll see what happens with that. Find the way, Handy. When I stopped at the back of the festival hall, I took the opportunity. Go, Vance, go, go, go. Good lad, Vance. And forward. Good boy, Vance, well done. We'd wait for hours if we hadn't taken that opportunity. So you stand a sec, please. I think my shoelace might have come undone. No. No, all's fine. I don't know what that was there. You gonna find a way? Yes, I took the opportunity to check the time and platform for my train so I know what's happening. Forward, Vance. All right, find the curb then, Vance. Sorry. Vance! Find the curb! Don't you dare! Forward, Vance, let's go. Come on, don't get above yourself now. Come on. Let's find the way. Good boy, Handy. Come on, let's go. Put those steps in hand. Forward. Good boy. Smell, spicy smell from the wasabi stall, I think it is. Drifting down the stairs there on the breeze. Right, I think we're going to 19. Come on, Handy. Good boy. I do like leaving it out to him and seeing what he has in his head sometimes. And on this occasion, he has the right place. Let's go, Handy. Find right for me. There's the train thing yet. Oh no, not there, Vance. Oh, pity's sake, this is going to be good. Oh, Gordon Bennett. Thank you, Vance. That's wonderful, just what I really needed. See if we can find a place for this. Let's just see. Oh, there is. Thank you very much. I was just going to ask. Thank you very much indeed. I don't suppose you know if the 1950 is coming in on this platform, do you?
The Reading service.
The Reading service, yeah.
That's on platform 17.
17, is it? Yeah. All right, brilliant. Thank you very much. Come on, Vance. Find right. On you go, big dog. Find the way, Vance, let's go. Just stand 1 second, Vance. Sorry, Andy. So I'll make sure this phone doesn't lock properly. As it's trying to. Because then I'll have to put in my code, and I don't like doing that when I'm booing. For obvious reasons. Find the way, Vance. Right, so there we go. That was my walk from relatively near work to my train here at Waterloo, with a few pauses along the way to take photographs. Hope you enjoyed it. Now looking forward to getting home and seeing Fee. And then having a bite to eat and sleeping. Actually, I'm really looking forward to sleeping. Okay, Vance, you're going to find the door for me. There you go. Get out of here, Andy. Turn around. Good boy, well done. Wait there for me. Oh. Excellent. Right, Houndy, can we just move you back a bit, please? Can you go back? Come on. And now right. You know, I want to tuck you in here. No.